Ellen DeGeneres seems to be enjoying a renaissance. She had a rough time after her TV show was canceled in 1998, and her name became a banner visible near every grocery store checkout line. But now Ms. DeGeneres has a successful new daytime talk show. She was lauded as host of the Emmy Awards. And she has a new book, Ellen DeGeneres, The Funny Thing Is, published by Simon & Schuster. She joins us now from her offices at the Ellen DeGeneres Show in Los Angeles. Ms. DeGeneres, thanks very much for being with us.
You can call me Ellen, but thank you very much, Scott.
You think of this book as a series of comic pieces or reflections?
You know, I don't consider myself a writer in the sense of I would really never have thought I would write one book, much less two books. So I don't know what I would categorize it as. But my stand-up is more everyday human behavior, absurdities of noticing what people do, versus the book is more storytelling in a sense that it's real, but it's not.
You have sections in the book where you go into, I guess, riffs, it would be fair to call them, but comic complaints about things like cell phones and toilet tissue. And, for example, when you talk about how, I think you say toilet tissue has become as thin as prosciutto.
Mm-hmm. It's frustrating. I think that life is frustrating, and I think it gets more frustrating the more that modern technology tries to help us, it actually ends up hurting us. And the fact that people are trying to get more tissue by making it thinner is not helping anybody. And as I talk about, when the tissue is that thin, and especially in a public bathroom where the wheel is like a cheese wheel size of toilet paper that just rips every 2 inches, I think that we're in big trouble in this country, I tell you.
You write in the book talking about everybody being busy. What is it? We can't seem to sit still, so we've started making things like Go-Gurt. That's yogurt for people on the go. And you say, let me ask you, was there a big mobility problem with yogurt before?
Right. Somebody calls you on the phone to go to a movie. I'd love to, but I just opened up some yogurt. I'm in for the night. All this stuff to me. It's ridiculous how lazy we've gotten.
How important was your hosting of the Emmys?
Well, it was interesting because when I was initially asked to host the Emmys, it was to get everybody to refocus on the fact that I was a comedian, that I was funny, and get everybody's mind off of everything that had happened in my personal life, mm-hmm. because I had a CBS show that was starting. Then, of course, September 11th happened, and the Emmys was canceled, and then shortly after that, they rescheduled it to go on again. And then that one got canceled because the war started. And then by the time the third one came along, I just thought, this is not about me. This mm-hmm. is about making everybody in the room comfortable. Mm-hmm. And by doing that, it got, you know, whatever. It got attention for walking the line in the right way, and people responded to it.
You had one of the all-time great lines, but you talked about what would bug the Taliban, as I remember.
Yeah, what would bug the Taliban more than a gay woman in a suit surrounded by Jews? Yeah. Yeah. I said I was doing my part for our country.
In the current Daily Show you're doing now, when you're a sitcom, there's a character. And even if the character bears your name, and even if the character bears certain similar traits of personality, it's character. But you really, day after day, kind of have to be yourself on a talk show, don't you?
And then after the Christmas tree gets up, every single year, my dog has to pee on the tree because... And can you blame it? There's a tree in the house, and you can't... It's confused. It has no... And no, no! Just not when it has ornaments on it.
First of all, I'm not Nicole Kidman. You know, my talk shows have been pretty close to me. And the same with stand-up. That was pretty much me also. This is obviously me, and I'm having a conversation with people, and I'm not stepping into anything else. But everything was pretty close to me, so this isn't too much of a departure from who I've always been. I'm really comfortable with who I am. I think from what I've gone through and all the stuff that was so hard after I came out and everything that happened after that was really difficult, but the good news is I'm able to just really be comfortable in my own skin, and maybe that's just a, you know, part of getting older and being 45 years old and being comfortable with who I am, and part of it is just that the secret has been unveiled.
Mr. Generous, nice talking to you.
Thank you very much. Nice talking to you, too.
Ellen DeGeneres, author of the new book, The Funny Thing Is, and also host of The Ellen DeGeneres Show on NBC Television. Boy, where did they come up with a title like that?
I got lucky.